What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me this evening. My goodness, who in the world are they protecting? Who in the world are they supporting? Whose side are they on? Let's talk about it. Are or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me this evening. So New York. They're having these hearings in New York because, you know, Alvin Bragg, you heard of Alvin Bragg, right? The attorney general from New York that's brought up this dead indictment against President Trump. You know, the one, the same thing that ran out of a statute of limitation 5 years ago, but they brought it up like Frankenstein. Electrocute it, bring it to life so we can go after President Trump. So now they're having these hearings in New York. And the Republicans are doing this, and all the Democrats are upset about it right now. They're angry. Did I say angry? They are angry. They don't even know how to react to this, right? They're saying, oh my goodness, this is political. They're politicizing this. And they said, the Democrats are saying that, and rightfully so, okay? This is the first time you hear me say this. Rightfully so. The Democrats are saying that the Republicans are doing this in New York is because of what they've done to President Trump. Well, rightfully so. When the Attorney General, the DA in New York, when they use federal funds to go after a political opponent, it opened the door. It opened the door when they use federal funds. So why shouldn't they be able to look into it? Well, the thing is, the question is, they're going after President Trump, and they're not even paying attention to the rising crime in New York, let alone the rest of the country. So whose side are the Democrats on? Whose side? It's really not a trick question. Because every single time there's a violent act that takes place throughout the country, you notice they never talk about the criminal. It's like the criminal doesn't exist. They will talk about what the criminal used, right? Except for if it's a vehicle. Then they won't talk about what the criminal used when it comes to a vehicle. Because see, there's been multiple cases where these thug criminals have mowed down people with vehicles, but they don't really talk about the criminal either. They, at that point, they just say it's a mental illness. We got to deal with the mental illness. They don't go around saying that we need to get rid of vehicles and ban cars, right? They don't ever do that. And they most definitely never talk about the criminal. Not unless it fits their narrative. Right? If you're a certain complexion, if you're not
people of color,
then they're happy to talk about them. If they believe that they're a Trump supporter, if they believe that you're on the right, they're happy to talk about them all day long. Especially if you're a white male and you're straight. They'll talk about you all day long. That's the only part. And look, white males that are straight have committed crimes in the past and will in the future, just like everybody else, because we're all people. But that's the only people that they ever want to talk about. They don't ever want to talk about anybody else when they're committing these crimes. So now here it is. In New York, they're having these hearings and the Democrats are showing up to protect who? The criminal. The Democrats don't even want to talk about the rising crime in New York. They're more concerned about what they can do with this dead case against President Trump than they are trying to protect the people in New York. I have some footage that I want to share with you. Look at this. Look at this. This is some of the footage that came out of the hearing in New York about them, you know, protecting the criminals. And how the left is Let's say, per se, the left don't want to acknowledge the crime. But this first clip that I want to share with you, go ahead and do split screen there. This first clip that I want to share with you, there's this black lady that lives in New York, right? She lives in New York. Not exactly sure where in New York, but she's in New York. And she actually lost a loved one because of the rising crime in New York. And she was called in by the Republicans to come in and tell their stories. Well, the Democrats don't even care about the stories. They can care less that they're a victim to the crimes. They don't care. They truly don't care. But they try to act like they care. But when it comes to disarming the law-abiding citizen, then they try to act like they care. But when it comes to the criminals actually doing it, they don't. But this black lady, she says something. She said the quiet part out loud in front of politicians. Y'all heard me correctly. She said the quiet part out loud in front of politicians for the entire world to see. And this is such an awesome clip. It is so awesome because sadly, what she's about, the statement that she's going to say, and this is not, I'm not talking about him, okay? The statement that this woman is about to say is the exact same statement that I've said, but the only reason why she's saying it now is because she had to go through something terrible for her come to the realization of who the actual evil people are. Y'all ready for this?
Your experiences are devastating. But the problem is that this is a charade to cover up for an abuse of power that they are going around talking incessantly outside of this hearing about Donald Trump. And the purpose of this hearing is to cover up for what they know to be an inappropriate investigation. Now, I look forward, many of you are
in
New York City.
Can I respond to you, please?
No, not right now, because I only have 20 seconds. I'm sorry.
Now this is when it comes in. Did y'all hear? She wanted to say something. She wanted to make the comment. She wanted to make a comment. And all the Democrats have done this. Is he a Democrat? Is he a Republican? He's a Democrat, right? He's a Democrat. I don't know who he is. I haven't seen him before. But, yeah, I see Mr. Goldman. So, is he, now, listen to what she says. And all the Democrats, of course, they went on there because they're acting like activism. They're not acting like politicians, listening to the people. They're not listening to the people. Now, if you haven't yet already, right before I get this, I know people say, come on, Will, play it. Hit the share button for me. Hit the share button for me right now. I don't care how you're watching this. If you're watching a Rumble, hit the share button. You're watching this on YouTube, hit the share button. There is a share button. And you're watching this on Facebook, hit the share button. It probably looks like a little arrow on Facebook. Right. If you're on live, I think at the bottom, there's like a little arrow down there. Hit that share button. Share this right now. Listen to what she says to him, the activist, the Democrat activist.
Sorry, but I do.
Don't
want
insult
to
my intelligence. That you're not.
Hang on. The gentleman's time.
I'm not insulting.
Okay? You're trying to insult
time.
Me like I'm not aware of what's going on here.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm fully aware of what's going on here.
Listen.
Gentleman will suspend. Okay? Gentleman gets another 15 seconds.
Thank you.
That's why I walked away from the plantation of the Democratic Party.
Booyah! Booyah, baby. She said the quiet part out loud to politicians. Yes. Yes. And yes. I love it. I love it a lot. But see, sadly, like I said, she had to go through something very dramatic in order for her to realize that the Democrats are the ones, they still have a virtual plantation. They're still the same party. Nothing's ever changed. They just figured out how to lie to people, manipulate people on a mass scale. It's the same party, people. They manipulate. Let's go to the next one. Right? Because this hearing that took place, I'm willing to bet. Now, I haven't looked at any of the liberal media. I'm pretty sure they're talking about it a little bit and they're trying, you know, they're going to spin it and saying the Republicans are doing this political stunt. They're trying to cover up for President Trump and they're all trying to make it look like, you know, President Trump is the victim and all this. He is the victim. He is the victim. You can't tell me that for a crime that is a misdemeanor and that was dead 7 years ago, is not him being a victim. Listen to this one, because this one, if I'm not mistaken, this is the one where they're talking about, you know, like the left is all saying that, you know, they're only doing this, Republicans are doing this because of President Trump. The Democrats brought to light the criminal activities. There's, instead of them paying attention to the criminal activity, they're getting federal dollars and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're going after President Trump with those federal dollars instead of protecting their constituents in the state. You can't make it up. Now, he's going to ask him, do you think this is about President Trump, or do you think this is about the crime that you're experiencing in your city?
We hear all the talk about the former president from the other side, but this is not a political hearing, despite claims from the other side, and I give you the floor.
The only people I hear talking about politics or President Trump is from the other side. Mm-hmm. I don't hear any of these victims. I don't hear anyone else talking about President Trump except from the people from the other side. From the other side of where? The other side of the moon, the other side of the world, the other side. Whatever that is. Let me tell you something. Victims can care less about anyone's political ideology or party. Neither do criminals. They don't go up to a person and ask them if they're a Democrat or a Republican before they bust them in the head.
Exactly. They're not going to ask you, excuse me, sir, ma'am. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Because I need to know this before I assault you. They don't do that. Criminals don't play by the same rules. Democrats don't even play by the same rules. They're pretty much criminals.
And you know what, Will? The Democrat earlier, he said that the other side keeps talking about Republicans incessantly talk about Trump. But truly, she just called it out.
Yes.
It's the Democrats that are incessantly talking about Trump.
You know
the
why?
The only reason why they're here today.
You know why that is, right? Because
we're in an
President
election.
Trump lives rent-free in their brain capacity, which is very small. They don't have brain capacity for anything else, but they say just a little brain capacity to make sure that President Trump resides in it. They really do. I mean, you know, there's some days I don't even think about Trump unless someone brings him up. I don't wake up thinking about Trump. I wake up thinking about the state of our country. I wake up thinking about, man, I got to work hard. I got to work double time, triple time, just to put food on the table and keep the lights on, because the way they're attacking me, oh my goodness. But she's so spot on. The only people talking about President Trump are the ones who suffering from DTSD, right? DTST, right? Trump T, what is it? Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS. That's it, right? TDS.
Yeah, that's it, TDS.
I was like saying everything else but it. Right? I don't suffer from it, so I don't need to keep up with it. But they do.
Okay? Or before they push him in front of a train. Before they stab him to death.
Wow, that's powerful.
These are real life people that we're dealing with. We pay you guys. Our tax dollars pay you. You work for us. We do not work for you.
Yes.
Committee will be in order.
You know what? If I ever have the opportunity to stand before, or, you know, in a committee, I'm going to remind them that they are not kings and queens. When you have people, your constituents, coming before you, and they're telling you about the problems that exist within our country, it is their duty to listen. Not to listen to these little tyrant children that's being coached by these tyrant adults. Right? You hear me? Oh, we got to listen to the children. No, no, and no. The politicians are supposed to listen to the adult constituents that they have under them, and they're supposed to do what they're telling them to do, because they are not kings and queens. But at some point, between the founding fathers creating the Constitution until now, that has gotten lost. All of them feel like they're more important than the rest of us because they have become career criminal politicians.
Belongs to the gentleman from Texas.
Ms. Brame, I want to thank you again. And while the other side wants you to stop talking, I hope you'll continue well after today. And
Thank you.
I'll yield the balance of my time to the chairman.
Well, I was just going to say, Ms. Harrison, are you grandstanding?
No, and it seems like, you know, as Madeline mentioned, the other side is here on taxpayer dollars. The least that they could do is listen to our side of it, ask us questions. They've brought witnesses in to counter our horrific stories for their agenda. All they want to do is talk about gun legislation. Well, you can have all the gun legislation on the books, but if it's not enforced, which is what Alvin Bragg is doing, then it's not going to matter and people are going to die. And that's why we're here. And I appreciate your oversight, because we do need help. And if they continue to ignore it, people are going to continue to die.
Is this committee victimizing you, Ms. Brame, as Democrats said?
Absolutely not. This committee has given me a platform, given me a seat at the table to be able to tell my story and raise awareness for victims all over, not just New York City, but all over this country, especially from Philadelphia.
And she brought that up, especially from Philadelphia, because one of the other communist Democrats on there was trying to enter information about Philadelphia, trying to say Philadelphia, you know, they're not having the crime like this. And the ATF has confiscated multiple guns in Philadelphia. But she seems to leave out, and they all leave it out, that a lot of states right now, they're no longer able to find these guns that should not be on the street, because there are guns that's on the street that should not be on there. I think we all agree to that. Because why? Because criminals are getting them. Criminals are getting them. The unmarked, the serial number has been scratched off of them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Criminals are still getting them. And most of the time, the reason why you were able to get a lot of guns off the street that shouldn't be on the street, you know, ones that are not owned by law-abiding citizens like you, is because the police department, when they would pull people over, they were finding them. Up to 90% of the illegal guns removed from our society is because police officers were pulling people over. And let me bring something up to you, your attention here. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? If I do have your attention, hit the share button on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook. Please hit the share button right now. Hit the share button, because I got something else I want to show to you that is extremely powerful. Hit the share button. If I have your attention, let me tell you something. The reason why we have all of this violence, and this is, let me be clear, this is my personal opinion. The reason why we have all of this violence in our country and even the world, because if you don't have the certain weapons violence that the left keeps screaming about, they don't have an agenda to come after the law-abiding citizen. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? If they don't have the violence, see, they act like they want the violence to go away, but they don't. They truly don't. Because if the violence went away, they would not be able to go after the law-abiding citizen. And as long as you, the last nation on God's green earth that has the capability of being able to defend yourself because you're God-given right, as long as you can, they are going to want the criminal activity to continue. Because if that criminal activity is not continuing, they can't come after you. Because what do they say? Well, we need to go after you because I know there's not a crime taking place, but just in case, see, because essentially that's what they're doing right now. Just in case you, the law-abiding citizen, decide to do something that we don't like, just in case, we need to disarm you. Excuse me. And that's what it's coming down to. That's what it's coming down to. Now, I do have some more of these clips from the hearings that I want to share with you, because this is so powerful. It really is. And you know what? I'm happy that the Republicans are in New York looking into this. I wish they would have gone into Chicago and done this years ago. Remember when President Trump said, hey, Chicago, y'all need to. I'll never forget it. President Trump sent a memo to Chicago telling them, you either get the criminal crime in order, or I will send in support from the federal government to do it. They got livid. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you want to fix the crime in Chi-Rock? They got upset with President Trump. But then they hemmed President Trump up with other things and got him locked up. And then he had to walk away from it because they had him tied up with all this other stupid stuff.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
So he couldn't concentrate on it. But I remember he said that. And just like in New York, the Democrats, they do not want the crime to end, because if the crime were to end, they would lose their agenda. Now, let me share this one with you.
Stunt. Politicians in New York and other places continually pushing failed policies despite knowing that they don't work. Let's talk about this for a second. According to the New York Police Department, in Alvin Bragg's first year in public office in 2022, rapes are up 7%, felony assaults rose 13%, robberies spiked 26%, burglaries are up 23%, grand larceny is up 26%, auto theft has risen 32%, 170,000 felonies in New York City in 2022 alone.
What? You hear these numbers? You hear these numbers? And I'm telling you, I know exactly what's happening here. It's going in one ear and out the other ear when it comes to the left. They do not care. They do not care that people, innocent people, are losing their lives. They do not care. They care about their agenda.
Most since 2006. Does that sound like the safest big city in America? I think not. The question is why? New York State eliminated cash bail for most crimes, tying the hands of judges and law enforcement. Alvin Bragg's day one memo, which outlined his office's position that he would not prosecute certain types of crimes. In addition, rather than approach each case on the facts of the offense committed, his office is focused on how much money you make, your circumstances, or your immigration status before deciding whether to charge a crime. And of course, as was already talked about, defunding $1 billion out of the New York Police Department's budget.
Yeah, right. And they don't talk about that. The Democrats never pay attention to what they do, right? And they have an agenda. And I'm telling y'all, well, actually, I'll take that back. They do pay attention, right? Because after looking at all of this stuff that they've been doing, they defund the police department. And what happens when you defund the police department? Crime goes up. If crime goes up, they get to talk about a specific crime, you know, a crime that someone uses a specific thing, they'll talk about that all day long. And again, they don't talk about vehicles, right? They don't talk about chicken, cholesterol. They don't talk about diabetes. They talk about a specific thing killing people. Why? And when they talk about that specific thing, they never talk about the criminal with that thing. It's not law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding citizens are not the ones breaking the law, committing the crime. But because the criminals are, they come after you. They come after us. It's the same thing. They're repeating history all over again. They're trying to. And that's the reason why they use children. They use children in the past. I've said this before. They want children to believe, they want adults to believe that we have to listen to children for the safety of them. Listen to the children, they know better. Because they've been coached. Now listen to this idiot here. I apologize for calling him an idiot, but I think everyone that has a sound mind would totally agree. Listen as he goes on the attack of the Republicans, asking why they're not looking into the crime in New York. He's not even asking the questions to the people, to the victims. He's not even asking them any questions. He's playing the role of an activist.
Like jackbooted thugs, they've descended on New York City using violent crime as their pretext.
So he's calling Republicans thugs. He's calling Republican thugs. He's not calling the thugs out in the streets killing people. He's not calling thugs out in the street that's actually pushing people into and front of the car, the train cars coming down the subway. He's not calling thugs or people mugging people on the street. He's not calling them thugs of the drug dealer selling fentanyl and heroin to people on the streets. He's not calling them thugs. He's calling Republican thugs for bringing this corruption to light. Make it make sense.
The MAGA Republican extremists are not interested in gun violence or even knife violence. The Republican witnesses who have used their time to criticize District Attorney Bragg have served as props.
There's no such thing as knife violence. It's violence and they use the knife. This is like the most idiotic thing ever. And see, again, I guess what, are they going to start going after knives? Right. They don't say anything about that. My goodness, we need to get rid of knives. More people are dying because of knives. One life is too many. One is too many. And it doesn't even matter what they use to do it. It does not matter. They're doing it. And the crime is happening. Why? Because they're being encouraged to do the crime.
In a MAGA Broadway production.
Whoa,
the real purpose in coming to New York City.
Can we have order?
The real purpose in coming to New York City.
Gentlemen, will suspend.
A MAGA Republican. How do you say it? A MAGA. What do you call it? What's it called? Broadway production. A MAGA Broadway production. What?
I mean,
also, so wanting to prevent crime. Again, the Republicans would have never been there had Attorney General Bragg never took federal dollars to go after President Trump for something that was dead years ago. So they have every right to ask the question.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say the whole thing with President Trump is a production. You know how much money they spent on that production order to bring him into that court?
Yeah.
And, they wanted to handcuff him, but they couldn't. But they wanted to fingerprint him, and they wanted his picture sitting in that courtroom. Talk about a production.
Yes.
And let me tell you what, that went out everywhere. This little hearing, it's not going out everywhere except on
right media.
Right media.
Right media.
You are. Yeah.
I'm so right. The SPLC said I was further right than white supremacists.
They sure did. They did not like you. They
don't like Will Johnson.
Just like they're not going to like this woman speaking out at this hearing.
Yeah. They don't like Will Johnson. I mean, the SPLC said that about Will Johnson, that I was so far right that I pretty much fell off. You know the main reason why? Because I am not afraid to tell people that I believe in Christ. They said I was I was a radical Christian, something like that, because I believe in Christ. I believe in the sanctity of life. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, mark that one off. Check. As if the SPLC is a credible organization in the first place. But anyways, let's listen to Crazy Natalie Jerry. Crazy, crazy Jerry Nadler. Listen to what he says, because now he's all angry. He's upset because he's from New York, right? He's from New York. But he's upset because the Republicans are doing something that he should have been doing years ago, cracking down on the crime. None of them want to fix the crime issue in the country, because if they fix the crime, they don't have an agenda.
I want to thank Mayor Adams and our gun violence prevention advocates for joining us here today. In a few minutes, the House Judiciary Committee will convene what the chairman calls a field hearing. It may have some of the trappings of a hearing. We will have opening statements and witnesses, and the members will ask questions. But don't be fooled. This is not a serious exercise. This is a political stunt. I was the chairman of...
How is this a political stunt?
You know what? I just want to say this. They've done these political hearings. That's why he recognizes... Or he wants to talk about a politicizing our government. What about the Mueller report? Totally politicized 100%. Hearing. What about the Trump impeachment?
Russia.
Totally politicized.
You should
what
ask
about
China.
This whole J6?
You should ask China.
Can we say that?
No, really can't.
You should ask
China. I mean,
China.
You know what?
I mean, look at the that. Hearings, right there, that one there.
You should
the
ask China.
The hearings that he's headed up have been nothing
Jerry,
but politicized.
Jerry, I was, you know what? When they were impeaching President Trump over fraudulent information, myself and Ben Burkwam, we were in the chambers that one. Well, actually, we were in the chambers both times. Did you know that? Both Ben Burkwam and I, we were in the chambers because that was history in the making. Just like them indicting President Trump was history in the making. It really was. They impeached President Trump in the House. And a lot of people kept saying, no, President Trump was impeached. He wasn't impeached. He was never impeached. Actually, he was in the House because Nancy Pelosi was over the House. But when it went to the Senate, it fell flat on his face. That's the part that the left keep leaving out. And they keep thinking, well, Nancy Pelosi did it, so it was a done deal. So it should be, he was impeached. He was impeached in the House. That's all that it means. But it doesn't mean anything, right? The Senate had to be on board with it, too. But the Senate didn't do anything. It fell flat on his face in the Senate. But they always leave that part out conveniently.
The committee for 4 years, and I took that solemn responsibility seriously. I know what a real hearing and real oversight looks like. That is not what we are going to see today. This hearing is being called for one reason and one reason only, to protect Donald Trump. Jim Jordan and his Republican accomplices are acting as an extension of the Trump defense team.
What? What? Now, I watched a great deal of the hearing, not every bit of it, right? But I did watch a great deal of the hearing. And not a single time did I hear the Republicans bring up President Trump. The only people, again, that brought up President Trump were those on the left, because he's living rent-free in their brains, right? He's living rent-free. It's really a lot of empty space anyway, so there's a lot of space, but he's living rent-free in their brains. They're the only ones bringing up President Trump. The Republicans are talking to the victims of violent crimes in the city, and the Democrats bring up Trump. What does Trump have to do with the violent crimes in New York City? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And look at Mayor Adams back there. Right? Look at him. He has ties to the CCP, which that information is coming out today. That information just came out today. I did a small video report about that earlier today. And he's going to stand there with Jerry Nadler like he's innocent, right? Like he hasn't done anything wrong, along with the Biden regime.
Well, I mean, Nadler's up there acting like he hasn't done anything wrong.
Nadler, the same thing. Nadler has lied countless times. And there should be consequences when these people lie.
Trying to intimidate and deter the duly elected district attorney of Manhattan from doing the work his constituents elected him to do. They are using their public offices and the resources of our committee to protect their political patron, Donald Trump. That is an outrageous abuse of power. It is, to use Chairman Jordan's favorite term, a weaponization of the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, my goodness. He has his nerves. He has his nerves. Now, again, the Republicans in this committee, I don't even really hear them. The only thing that they're talking about when it comes to Alvin Bragg is that he's not doing his job when it comes to crime in New York City. Neither is Mayor Adams. He's not doing his job. So instead of them paying attention to the people in the city screaming and crying for help, they want to go after President Trump. It's more important that they go after President Trump, a political opponent, than it is to help the people in their city.
The chairman says this hearing is about the victims of violent crime in Manhattan.
Is it not about the victims, the violent crimes in Manhattan? Is it not?
One of the safest big cities in America.
You hear this? Hold on. I got to take that back. Because he's going to straight up lie. Listen.
Victims of violent crime in Manhattan. Never mind the fact that New York is one of the safest big cities in America.
Really?
Never mind the fact that under the leadership of Mayor Adams and District Attorney Bragg, over the last year, crime in Manhattan has dropped nearly every major category, including murders down 14%, shootings down 17%, burglaries down 21%, and robberies down 8%.
And you know what? That's really not true.
That's not true.
That is not true.
Actually, during the hearing, they brought up
how the crime has gone up. Yep.
And they even talked to one of the guys that's over the city council, and he said that they do cherry pick the statistics and make it look like, you know, there's certain ways you can manipulate the information to make it look better than it is. But he said, I'm going to tell you right now, there's every single New Yorker out on the streets will tell you it is not safer. It is not better. People are afraid to ride the subway. So they're afraid to walk at night by themselves. It's horrible.
So it's insulting. It's 100% insulting for them to come out and not even acknowledge the victims at these hearings.
And then
they're acting like the victims are just props because Republicans called them in, as if the victims have never lost a loved one to the violent crime that's happening in New York City. What they're doing here is trying to make the victim, actual victims, they're vilifying them. They're vilifying the victim. And they're elevating the criminal. That's what's happening here. That's what's happening.
Yeah, and the sad thing is they know that a lot of people aren't going to see that hearing. And they come out here and they tell lies.
Yep.
And nobody gets to see the truth in the hearings. It's pathetic.
Yeah. And you know what? And then when you have the liberal media, when they bring some of this stuff up, guess what? When the liberal media brings it up, all it's going to be is that they're going to talk about the Republicans defending Trump, and the Republicans are not even bringing up Trump. That's all that they're going to say. So let's just say the Republicans are defending President Trump, which they should, in my opinion. I want them to defend President Trump. They see the corruption taking place, defend the man. There's nothing wrong with it. The Democrats would defend criminals. They would defend criminal activity. Look no further than the Biden crime family. They defend it all day long. So I welcome the idea. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. If the Republicans are going to finally get a backbone because they see the corruption that's taking place in the country, defend President Trump. I want them to. I expect them to defend President Trump. When you have criminal, corrupt politicians like these on the left, the Republicans should get a backbone, a spine, and say, well, you know what? Since y'all going to do this, we're not going to sit idly by any longer and do this. See, and that's what's really getting the Democrats all worked up, because they're not used to Republicans actually standing up to them. They're not used to it. That's part of the reason why they had to get rid of President Trump. It's like, okay, we get rid of President Trump, then we can get the Republicans to stand down when we want them to. We can check the Republicans. We can put them in their place. But that hasn't happened. And they still don't understand. They're still trying to figure out how in the world will the American people still want to support President Trump after all of the stuff that we said about him? All over Twitter right now, they keep saying that President Trump's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal because of Attorney General Bragg's. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. And let me remind you, 34, they said he was charged with 34 crimes, and they can't tell you a single one. Can't tell you a single one. Not a one. Not a one. Why is that? Because there's nothing there. They know it. They only did this to President Trump because it was a shiny object to get everyone to pay attention to something else other than what was actually going on. That's it right there. 100%. 100%.
And never mind that homicide rates are 73% higher in Mr. Jordan's Ohio than in Manhattan. And never mind that House Republicans have voted consistently to make New York and other cities across the country less safe. Since when did my Republican colleagues become so concerned about the life and safety of New Yorkers?
The real question is, how come you're not? Why aren't you? Is anyone else understanding this? Is anyone, okay, that's enough. Get him off the screen. Is anyone else paying attention to this? How come they're not? None of the Democrats are concerned about the rising crime in New York, right? But our country, they're not concerned because the crime goes down, they lose control, they don't have an agenda.
And you know what, Will? It was interesting because I watched most of this hearing today.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the Democrats brought up is the fact that 200 lives are lost to a gun every single day. Now, statistics show that suicide is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing. So they're crying for legislation. We need to do something. We need to do something. More people are being killed by fentanyl on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
And they are silent.
Oh, yeah.
They don't say anything about the border. Well, they don't say anything about stopping the fentanyl crisis.
Because it's not
and it's a bigger problem.
Because it's not a fentanyl violence. It's not fentanyl violence. It's not drug, right? They're not saying fentanyl violence. They're not saying drug violence. They're not saying it at all. But they're saying weapon gun violence. They're saying that. Right? They say that. They don't care about everything that is actually killing people. They don't. Because if they did, they would have stopped genocide on the black community a long time ago. But they didn't end that either. And then they get angry. I saw a report just the other day. We talked about it. CNN's upset because 32,000 babies survived death row in 2020.
Yeah, abortion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They survived death row. And the left, CNN, was angry about it. I'm like, how does that even make sense? How does that make sense? They're upset, angry, because 32,000 plus babies survived death row. Make it make sense. And then I brought that up on Twitter, and these leftists, oh my goodness, they got so upset. Oh my goodness, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? They get real upset. Let me talk about something else real quick. You know, because I can talk about the hearings all night long. If you haven't already, I see we got 275 shares on Facebook. Please help me reach that 25 more. Can y'all add 25 more in there for me, please? That will bring it up to 300. I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Okay. Let me show you this one, because I had no idea that roads and traffic and street lights could be racist. Did you know that, Shannon? Did you know roads and street lights and, you know, crosswalks could be racist? Did you know that?
I didn't until, you know, the all-intelligent Pete Buttigieg came on here.
I had no idea.
To a certain base.
So who's he talking to? Is he talking to Satan, Reverend Sharpton?
It's on MSNBC.
MSSTD. So I wonder if I think that's who he's talking to. But listen to this. Listen to what Pete says, because it's like what he's interjecting racism where there is no racism. I had no idea. I've been driving for many years, and I had no idea that I'm driving down the road. And now in Arkansas, there's some parts of Arkansas, the freeway, that are labeled by some of these Democrat KKK members. They're straight up Democrat KKK members. And some of them have purchased, you know, like I don't think necessarily like a purchase, but it's like they donate X amount of dollars a year or so-and-so, so they can put their labels up. It is up in Arkansas, and it's the Democrat KKK, so-and-so, so-and-so, you know, for this stretch of highway, right? And I'm like, man, I'm driving. I'm like, so I guess there are some places, but listen to what Pete says about it.
We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities.
Okay. Now, this is when it gets really twisty. Yeah, see, I told you it was Reverend. Listen to this. Because apparently, car accidents only really happen to
people of color.
And car accidents are not happening to white people like they are black people. But which brings me to another point. How is it that black people are in these car accidents more than anybody else if they don't have an ID? Or am I to believe that black people riding around on the freeways and the byways and the roads without an ID? Is that what I'm supposed to believe?
Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents, much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car.
Okay, so basically he's alluding to that white people are running down black people.
People of color.
I mean, did y'all hear something else different? I mean, did you hear something else different, Shannon?
No, I mean, that's exactly what it
sounded like he said. I'm like, what? On. So what am I to believe that white people are running down black people now? I mean, what else is it? What is he saying here?
Brown Americans, tribal citizens and rural residents, more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car. There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street?
Look, I mean, come on. This dude here has got to be like, I love what you're saying, but you're the biggest idiot that I probably ever interviewed. You're more of an idiot than I am. This is what Sharpton is probably saying. I mean, how were the byways racist? How were they made to be racist? I don't understand. Right? Is he trying to suggest that they build better freeways in white neighborhoods? I mean, I don't understand. Can we all get on the same freeway? Is there a toll when you go through the toll that you have to be a certain color to be able to get on the freeway? I've never seen that. Do they charge black people a different toll than they charge white people? I don't know. I've never seen that. Have you?
Discrimination related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street design that's got crosswalks and good lighting? Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities, and we have a responsibility to act on that.
So the reason why there's probably no good street lights and, you know, nice walkways in the hood is because they destroy it all. They destroy it all. It wasn't someone white going in there doing it. Why do you think they have so many ghettos and projects, and they still exist today? Sadly, I have family members that have turned that crap into a lifestyle. That into a career move to live off the government. They see no problem with it, living off the government. It's disgusting. They're like, they don't have any issues with it. I'm like, dude, this is so crazy to me. It's sickening. The roads are now racist. Are they racist because the asphalt is black and the paint that they put on it is white, sometimes yellow? Right? Is that the reason why the roadways are racist? Because the street lights are either white or yellow? What is it? Well, where do they get this nonsense from?
I mean, you know, poor communities, of course. There's not city councils and stuff like that that advocate for crosswalks and all that stuff. And then, of course, they probably don't have as much money to do those things. But come on, Chicago, you know, they have, nice roads, nice cars. Actually, Chicago, you said it's one of the prettiest cities you've been to.
When I visited Chicago the last time I was there, I was amazed on how clean it was. I mean, even
the city itself, the downtown,
the city at least. Yeah, downtown Chi-Rock, right? I was amazed because I'm walking, I'm thinking there's gonna be trash everywhere, like San Francisco and downtown Chicago, completely different. San Francisco, you can't go anywhere without stepping on trash and smelling urine and possibly stepping on feces. You can't go anywhere or stepping on a needle. But in Chicago, it's immaculate. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is absolutely a beautiful city. It's clean. Down the little alleyways where no one got a dumpster sitting down there, it's all clean. The dumpster didn't even stink. I'm like, dude. But then when you go out a little bit, where the hood is, where all the pow, 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 where they popping them off, it's a completely different story. Completely different story. And y'all heard about what happened in Chi-Rock over the weekend, right? Have y'all seen those videos? Now, I would show you some of those videos, but I can't because some of them are highly violent. And if I were to show them to you, you know how they would do me.
But just so people know, Will, that this weekend there was some things happening in the streets.
And it was over what?
It got rowdy.
It was over what?
It was over the fact that Walmart is pulling out four stores out of Chicago.
Why would Wally World pull four stores out of Chi-Rock?
Because the crime.
Wait. Sorry. They're doing it because they're racist, right?
How dare you?
Walmart is pulling out of Chi-Rock because of their.
You ain't black.
Right? Because they're racist. Walmart is racist. That's the reason why they're pulling out of Walmart. Right, Shannon? That's the answer, right? That's the answer, right? Am I off?
You are off.
Because they're racist?
You are off.
I'm off.
That's what they would like to say.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is because.
Tell us why.
Of crime. Stealing and looting.
They can no longer
afford to stay in these areas. And the sad thing is the black activists in the area are saying, this is corporate America, not investing in our area. And I'm sitting here thinking, they did invest in your area. You ruined it by having high crime, by stealing from them instead of buying from them. Now you've made it to where they can no longer invest in Chicago and they have to pull it out. So they're the root of the problem, not corporate America.
So we have this mayor elect.
Yes, he's going to be mayor.
Johnson. We're not related. Not related. Even if we were, I wouldn't even own it. But we're not. Thank God. Listen to what this dude says. He's asked, and he's on his panel, and the lady in red, right here, this lady right here in red. She's going to keep calling him out because he's not telling people that the violence is bad. The looting is wrong. He's saying just the opposite. And the first time I listened to this, I had to go, what? Wait a minute. What did he say? Did he actually say that?
Loot because that's how they can eat?
The real answer is, how do we make sure that people can eat? Look, no one is going to condone, behavior that quite frankly speaks to a level of desperation.
So you're not condoning looting.
I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation.
He's saying people are acting out of desperation, the reason why they're looting. So if they need to do it because of desperation, they need to do it. Because think about it. You know, Walmart was here and they don't have any food, so they have to go loot. You know, instead of them cleaning up the crime and trying to bring in jobs into the city, they're encouraging people to go loot.
We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation, but you have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
Condoning looting.
Now, listen to this. And I want y'all to pay attention to who he blames. Who he blames. And this is another thing. As a white person, did you know, according to him, that you don't pay taxes? Listen to what he says. Listen carefully.
There's no way to embrace that. What I'm saying is you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day.
Listen.
When they take tax dollars from black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit.
What?
Because that's
what? So corporations are taking tax dollars from
people of
so
color.
They can turn a profit. White people are not paying taxes. White people aren't paying taxes. Am I to believe that? Am I to believe white people aren't paying taxes? Are you kidding me? You know, I have a white privilege card that's in my wallet and it's in the other room. I have a white privilege card. Maybe I need to say, hey, here's my white privilege card. I don't need to pay taxes. Apparently.
You know what bothers
me? If I was in Chicago and I saw that video, I would take that video and everywhere I go, I said, look, he just literally said that because I'm white, I don't pay taxes. So don't you dare charge me the taxes because he's already saying it.
Yeah, it bothers me that they're sitting there and saying, basically condoning why this is happening. They're saying these people are victims of corporate America. But you know what, Will? Hmm. If you look at that picture, you see two black people working for a huge network, probably making good money, and you have a mayor elect, right? How come they're not victims as well? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, they see
to
the
get
crime.
Up there and say,
yeah, they see the crime too. But you know what? They don't care.
They're saying is these people are victims because of their color.
Yeah.
They're not admitting that they're victims because of choice.
Right. Let me show you what he says is okay. Let me show you what he's saying is okay. But in this one was out of L.A.
Video into our newsroom shows hundreds of people crowding an Arco near Central and Alondra. After smashing the door, dozens of looters flooded into the store, grabbing anything they could. LA sheriff's deputies tell us there were thousands of dollars worth of merchandise stolen and 1,000 more in damages. This as deputies deal with numerous street takeovers throughout the city. Deputies say they couldn't intervene because of safety concerns as they were very outnumbered. Only one arrest was made last night.
They were outnumbered. Isn't that interesting? They're outnumbered. The reason why the police department could not stop this or prevent this because they were outnumbered. Wow, people. This is disgusting. It's disgusting. If they don't have any crime, they don't have an agenda. They don't have an agenda. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Please tune in next time. Tune in tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us. We're getting ready to close it out. I will be here tomorrow. Don't forget, 7 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Central. Make sure you are here. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. One, improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. Two, enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. Three, promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.